Hi, this is Shannon Talbot, and today we are talking about how to reduce your stress and feel calmer in four simple steps. Step one, identify what's causing your stress. So often, we don't stop and think about what's at the root of our stress. We just know we feel extra anxious or annoyed, and then we tell ourselves to snap out of it, which usually annoys us more. A lot of time, just acknowledging and identifying our stressors can help calm us. Number two, list your priorities for the coming month or two. If you had to pick just five priorities in your life, personally and professionally combined, what would they be? As hard as it can be to pick just five, it's important to narrow them down, and you'll see why in a moment. Number three, look at whether your stressors align or detract from your priorities. Stress isn't always bad. Good stress can help us grow and do things we want, but it can also be scary. So if your stressors align with your priorities, that's okay. You just have to manage your stress so it doesn't take over your life and burn you out. On the other hand, if your stressors aren't aligned, it's time to kick some to the curb. What can you say no to or delegate to someone else? Can you ask someone for help, as hard as that may be? And lastly, step number four, choose healthier coping mechanisms. Sometimes when we enter a busy or stressful season, we tell ourselves we don't have the time or energy to be healthy, but we must start telling ourselves that that's when we need it the most. The more we choose healthy coping mechanisms, the more energy we will have. The trick here is thinking about how you'll feel the next day after choosing the healthier option. Because if we think of immediate gratification, we're gonna select the wine, the junk food, the sleeping in. So now I'd like to ask you, what are some things that bring you joy and calm? A hot bath, great tunes, going for a run or walk, calling a friend, reading a good book, writing. These options can still feel good in the moment, but feel even better the next day and can be great choices for healthier coping mechanisms. Hi, this is Shannon Talbot. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life Matters podcast right here in Focal Point eNews.